listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Semi-final action here at the Rusday Gymnasium in Bourbon County High School. We've got action coming your way. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. It's going to be Pendleton County, the Lady Cats, taking on Campbell County. And the winner of this game will be going to the championship game. The other semifinal game, the team going to the championship, GRC, the Cardinal Girls of George Rogers Clark, in a runaway win over Mason County, look to defend their title tomorrow night. But they've got an opponent that'll be coming in. It'll be Pendleton County or Campbell County. These teams, they come in here. Actually, Pendleton County comes in with a record of 12 and 21, while Campbell County, they have a 21 and 10 record. Last season, Pendleton County, a 21 and 8 team and a 38th district tournament champion. This year, they come in as a runner-up. Kind of the opposite of Campbell County. Last year, Campbell County, they had a 10-win team. This year, they got a 21-win team, which Pendleton County had their best season on record, as far as I can go back last year.
Right. Well, you look at that. They had seven seniors last year, 21 and 8, but lost 70% of their scoring. So they came into this thing trying to win maybe one out of every three games this year, which they have done, but you could say that they got here by upsetting Bracken County the other night, so a feather in their cap for sure, given the fact that they're so young. And then you look at this other side of the coin, Campbell County, gee whiz, 21 and 10, they had a total U-turn, and most of their losses were against very, very tough teams up in the 8th and 9th region. Holy Cross, Grant County, Connor, Cooper,
yes,
Dixie Heights, and they come in winning four in a row, so they're on a roll, and they share the wealth, share the ball. It's going to be a good test.
This will be one of the biggest teams as far as size, Campbell County with a lot of size. And, Bobby, how many times, I say this every time, both teams with second-year head
coaches. Second-year coaches, that's right.
More times than not, we're going to games, you know, it's a second-year head coach. Well, Patrick Kelch at Pendleton County, second year with a 30-42 overall record. And the last victory that Pendleton County had in a 10th region tournament game, other than the other night, you had to go all the way back to 2011.
Wow.
They, right here on this floor, they won over Bracken County 60-55.
13
and then,
years.
Yeah, and then Pendleton County comes back and beats Bracken again the other night. So, yeah, there's quite a span in between, but they did get the region win.
Yeah, and you know, just being here in the second round is definitely a feather in that program's cap, given the fact that they lost so much last year.
They did. They did. Seven starters, as Bobby just outlined for you. A lot of the scoring punch left. But, again, the last regional victory they had in their 10th region tournament, 2011, until last night, whenever they picked up that win over Bracken County. Campbell County comes in, and they're under second-year head coach, Davey Johnson. Davey Johnson reminds me of Cincinnati Reds, Bobby.
You think?
Yes, sir. Davey Johnson. He's the second-year head coach, got a 31-30 record overall. He is 2-0 against Pendleton County as the Campbell County head coach. Campbell County, they have won the last eight meetings between Pendleton County and Campbell County. The last Pendleton County victory over the Camels goes all the way back to 2006. January 20th, 2006, a 67-50 home loss by Campbell County. So Pendleton County's due. They've lost. It's been a while since they've beaten Campbell County.
18 years, that's nearly a generation.
Campbell County as a team, they have two 9th region championships and two 10th region tournament championships. So they've had four trips to the Sweet 16 in 77 and 79 as members in the 9th region, 2003 and as recent as 2016 as 10th region tournament participants. So both teams coming out of the locker rooms right now. You got the Lady Cats of Pendleton County taking on Campbell County, and both these teams have brought a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah, they sure have, and it looks to be an exciting opening anyway. We'll see what shakes, and if Pendleton can get a couple of buckets in, this could be an exciting game for more than just a half or three quarters.
It's 4 minutes until tip-off and starting action, so Bobby and I will step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, more pregame to follow after this two-minute break on your Gateway Sports Station.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
These teams are heading to their respective benches, cheerleaders on the floor as we get ready for 10th Region Girls semifinal action. Again, George Rogers Clark, they will be in the finals tomorrow, and they will be playing the winner of this one, Pendleton County and Campbell County. These teams met, Bobby, back in February the 6th. It was a 30-point win for Campbell County. They got 40 rebounds as a team in that game.
Well,
40
that
rebounds.
It means there were a lot of missed shots,
that's probably true.
On both ends, because they're not all defensive. So not sure what the shooting percentages were in that encounter, but that is impressive given the fact that Campbell County is relatively young with one senior, two juniors, and of those three players, two play significantly. So they're going to have a squad that's going to be around next year as well.
We will step aside for our final 30-second break. We'll step away for a brief message when we come back. Opening tip-off, starting lineups coming up, game action after this brief message.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here on the campus, Bourbon County High School at the Russ Day Gymnasium. It's 10th Region Girls Tournament Action Semifinals, the second game today. Right now, let's go to public address for tonight's starter.
On the campus of Bourbon County High School, Russ Day Gymnasium for semifinal action of the Girls 2024 10th Region Basketball Tournament. Tonight's second game will feature the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Camels of Kimball County. Against the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Cats of Pendleton County. Now let's meet Coach Davey Johnson's Camels with a record of 21 wins and 10 losses, and they're the champions of District 37. At forward, a 6'2" junior, number 5, Macy Peoples. At forward, a 5'11" and sophomore, number 23, Isabella Jasseria. At forward, a 5'9" and sophomore, number 14, Faith Whitford. At guard, a 5'8" and sophomore, number 1, Madeline Barberin. And at guard, a 5'8" and senior, number 10, Allison Collins. And now, let's give it up for our runner-up of District 38, and their head coach is Patrick Kelch. At forward, a 5'9" and junior, number 13, Kirsten Mayer. At forward, a 5'7" and senior, number 14, Gracie Finsteel. At forward, a 5'8" is freshman number 34, Hannah Spalding. At guard, a 5'7" is junior number 1, Madison Burst. And at guard, a 5'6" is sophomore number 2, Lily Ashcraft. Officials for tonight, Mr. Nisha Hickerson, Greg Zimmerman, Andrew Mormon, our athletic trainers, Andrew Wagner, our timer, Steve Holdrum. On the book is Mary McCarty, and on the mic is L1C4.
There are your starters for this game. Again, Pendleton County, the Lady Cats, they are the home team. In Campbell County, the Campbells, the road team. Again, Pendleton County traveling well. A lot of red in this gym. Saw that evidence with the boys basketball team. And these teams, boys teams, were in the 10th region tournament as well. Campbell County owns the tip. And Campbell County girls with the ball. Jasaria has it out on the wing. Here's a zone. And stepping in, trying to get the steal, is Ashcraft. She takes it away. Got the steal from Campbell County, and then Jasaria takes it right back. Lead pass over on the wing. Three-point shot, Barbane missed it. Rebound taken by Pendleton County. Ashcraft in the front, drives it off to the right. Checked there by Jasaria. Spacing not real good. Circling around with the ball is Meyer. Meyer, now they return it back to Ashcraft. She'll run the point. Man-to-man by Campbell County. Ashcraft averages 14 a game, driving in, takes contact, throws it up, and banks it in.
Turn the corner on the right side, got the first bucket of the game.
Jasaria brings it up. She defers over with a pass to Collins. Collins skips it left side. Ball put on the floor, shot at the rim, missed, crashed the board, trying to get it. His Peoples. Peoples tied up. In there was Spalding. Jump ball, and Spalding's gritty play. We'll get the ball back for Pendleton County. Full court press. Campbell County offering pressure. Terrible pass. It's going to stay with Pendleton County, but that prompts Coach Kelch off the bench saying, hey, somebody go make a break for the ball.
Yeah, got to move a little
bit. Standing flat-footed. Hit the girl right in the thigh. Ashcraft has it. She's double-teamed and turned it over. Back into Peoples. She put it up. Got it in.
Well, once they got the steal, they had numbers, and they just passed it till they got the layup, knotting the score.
Still some pressure by Campbell County, picking up three quarters. Spalding, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Finds Ashcraft, who splits the defense, hooks up a shot, missed it. Jasaria with a rebounded miss. In a hurry, down the right side, all the way to the baseline, feeds it. Three-point shot put up. That one is missed there by Whitford. Long rebound comes out. Pendleton County with the ball. And Ashcraft will slow it down. She walks it in the front court. Spalding takes it. Spalding at 5'8", throws a pass. And we're going to have a whistle. Whitford tried to pry that ball from the hands of Mayer. Whitford will get the foul, her first, team first. Pendleton County with the ball on their end of the floor. We played nearly 2 minutes, each team with 2 points in the game. Lob pass into Spalding. Put the shot up. Blocked there by Whitford. Taken away. Jason Rios got it. Length of the court pass. Whitford skips it out. Takes it right back. Spot up three off the front of the rim. Kept alive by Campbell County. They battle in there for it. It was Collins trying to dig that one out, but Collins, with a good hustling effort, will keep the basketball on their end of the floor. And Coach Kelch of Pendleton County talking to the official. He's getting some good FaceTime with the official right there in front of him. Here's a three put up and in. That one made by Barbane.
She spotted up in the corner, got the pass, the open look, and the tray.
Barbane with the basket. Pendleton County now with the ball in the front court. Trying to get space. Can't get space. They look for Ashcraft. She wants to handle the ball. She takes a pass from Mayer. Stands between the circle. Lays down a dribble. They go left side to Spalding. Rolling through. Didn't get it. Fansdale. Fansdale runs the baseline. Calling for it. Instead, they go straight away. Ball fake. Driving in. Burst. Leaves it out. There's Fansdale. She got across the lane. Collins with a deflection. Jessaria with a pickup. Third turnover by the Lady Cats. Jessaria with a Euro step, but she lost it. A turnover in the backcourt and a foul on Campbell County.
Campbell didn't necessarily have numbers, but
should have finished, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, she took it into traffic and got it deflected, but you got to be strong if you're...
Yeah, that Euro step, she picked up the ball, right, and maybe didn't value it that much. And here's the Lady Cats. They're having trouble with it, but Campbell County can't get it. They throw it the length of the court, and Fansdale missed at the rim. Had a gimme, didn't go. Collins with it for Campbell County. Circles around on the dribble between the circle. They go to Jessaria. Zone defense, skip it left side. Driving in, slip the defense, runner put up, and that one's missed by Peoples. Coming away with it, Spalding for Pendleton County. Lady Cats have it in the front court. Spalding, a freshman, puts the dribble down, now goes to Ashcraft. Ashcraft, leading scorer, I mentioned, 14 a game. Collins trying to go for a steal. Coming around with the ball is Verse. They throw the pass into Fansdale, threw it too high. Pendleton County with 4 turnovers here in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to struggle. Every time they get a chance to get a shot up, they need to try to take advantage of it. Empty trips aren't going to help them at all in this one.
Fansdale out. Elam checks in for Pendleton County. Campbell County with the ball in a 5-2 lead. Lob pass to Collins, the only senior on the Campbell team. She kicks it out for a 3-point attempt by Barbane. It's missed, and coming away with it, Campbell County now 1-for-5 from 3. Ashcraft in the front court for the Lady Cats. Midway through this first quarter, just pounded the ball on the dribble. Now man-to-man. 3-point shot put up by Pendleton County. That one's wide. It goes out of bounds. Camels will have the ball. Coming in, Stella Brockman for Campbell County, replacing Whitford. Only one senior on this Campbell County team that plays, and she's got the ball right now. Allison Collins. They do have Samantha Hull, a 6'1 player. Campbell County has a lot of size, although not all of them on the floor playing at one time. Skip it over, left side. Collins ball fake, goes back to Jessaria. She didn't value the pass, and Burst stole it. Lead pass, stop and go. Ashcraft runs it to the baseline, retreats on the dribble. Got a blocking foul called on Allison Collins, her first. That'll be the team third in the quarter. It's a 5-2 Campbell County lead. They inbound the ball. Pendleton County inbounds it. Ashcraft bluffs the three. They step out on her with defense from Allison Collins. Ashcraft still dribbling. Gets a high ball screen. Instead, drives it to the right side with the runner off the back iron. Rebound kept alive. Shot put up on a rebound put back. That one goes in. 15-footer put up and in by Mayer.
Yeah, got the rebound kick out and was able to set it up and put it in.
Perimeter passing by the Camels, and the pass is batted away, and coming away with it is Burst with a steal. In the front court, trailing the play, shot put up, bank it in. That's Backer trailing the play. She put it up and in.
6-5, Lady Cats, 2:30 left in the first.
Turnovers even at 4 each. Perimeter passing by Campbell County against this Pendleton County zone. 2-3 zone. Collins chases it down at midcourt. Throws it over on the right baseline. A three-point shot put up, and it's short. Rebound taken in there by Mayer. Campbell County 1-6 shooting the three. Pendleton County, they have 0-2. Ashcraft double team between the circle. Needs help, and Coach Kirsch is going to get a timeout. Kels, rather. Coach Kels calls the timeout, and it's a 6-5 game with the home team leading. Pendleton County will be back. Or Bobby's got a 30-second break he'll share with you.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Some new players in as Coach Davey Johnson bringing some size into the game. Jerseria got the steal. Turnover by Pendleton County. Campbell County looking for the lead as they drop it baseline with a three-point shot that's not there. Long rebound kicked out. Ashcraft has it. Took her eye off of it. Couldn't control it. Exchange of turnovers. Each team with five of those. Campbell County with the ball in the backcourt. New point guard, Addie Davis, an eighth grader, crosses midcourt. Her running mate is Feeback. They go high post to Jerseria, dropping baseline. Shot put
there
up.
We go.
That one's up and in. That's Stella Brockman on the baseline.
He stopped and put up a standing floater for the lead.
Here's a steal. Brockman got the steal. Over with the layup. Put it up and in by Addie Davis.
And that takes it to 9-6 here with 1:19 left in the first.
Pendleton County not keeping the lead very long. Spalding crosses into the front court. And again, a little shaky with the ball handling, and Pendleton County turns it over. Bobby, they had a one-point lead, called the timeout, back-to-back Camel buckets.
Back-to-back. Well, you've got to know how to value the basketball, and empty trips are death, especially with turnovers in the open floor if you can't get it past midcourt.
Walking the ball up is Davis, looking at a 2-3 zone by Pendleton County. Perimeter passing. The running mate is Feeback. Davis and Feeback pass it around the perimeter. Brockman driving. Bounce pass to Jerseria. She's driving in. Has her shot blocked. They're going to call a jump ball. Nice play in there by Thacker. 5'7 junior able to block it.
And she closed off the lane on a double team. And as the ball entered, she was right there with her hands to grab it.
Pendleton County will need to bring it the length of the floor. Campbell County with pressure. It's a 9-6 lead for the Camels, but a collision occurs. And they're going to call the foul on the Lady Cats. That foul will be put on
Rarick.
So they're saying the foul was on who?
Number 12.
Okay, I looked like he was saying 11. I was going to say, we don't have an 11.
Shalana Rarick.
Rarick.
And, you know, she turned the corner.
Scoreboard's out right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
So we got no scoreboard, and I didn't do it. Did you? I didn't mess with it.
I didn't do it tonight.
You didn't hit the plug in or anything like that?
No, sir. Not tonight.
Well, they're trying to reset this thing. The officials over at the scores table, what we have. a 9-6.
And needless to say, we've got a.
And they're going to send the teams to their respective. Now they got it back up. Now they say 45 and a half seconds. It's a 9-6 Campbell County lead.
Somebody might have looked at that scoreboard the wrong way.
Well, I don't know, but it was evidently it's a little shy because it went out.
It came on, though.
Campbell County with the ball and the lead here in the girls' 10th region semifinal. The winner of this one will take on GRC. The Camels in the front court. Ball fake deep in the right corner, driving baseline, pass across the lane, shot put up and in. Good recognition. Whitford got the bucket.
Yeah, she got exactly where she needed to go and stroked it in.
Three-point shot by the Lady Cats. Missed. Ashcraft got the rebound. Pulls it out on the dribble. Clock at 15. Coach Kelch saying, spread the floor. Let's take this last shot. Ashcraft nearly lost her balance. Picked up there. Trying to make a drive on Feeback. Feeback's all over, and then Feeback got a steal. Driving, Feeback at the goal, put up the shot, no call, the horn sounds, that'll do it. So we end the quarter on a turnover, and Campbell County's coaching looked perplexed that there was no whistle at the end of that play. But the Campbell County team leads here at the end of the first quarter, 11-6 over Pendleton County. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Second quarter play about to begin. Campbell County girls with the ball in an 11-6 lead. Coach Davey Johnson has played eight girls in the first quarter. Five of them have scored. And Pendleton County had the lead, but one time briefly.
Yeah, they were up 6-5 at the 2:40 mark, but went scoreless for the rest of the quarter and gave up three baskets. So they've been outscored 6-0 here heading into the second quarter.
Camels with the ball, a dangerous entry pass, and it's turned over. Spalding with the steal, got to the foul line, kick it out to Ashcraft, bluffs a three, drives, got by the defense, and then missed the runner. Really just left Osback in her tracks, but then Ashcraft couldn't finish at the rim.
Just a little bit too strong on the layup.
Trying to get the ball inbounds. Pendleton County keeps possession. Ashcraft deep in the left corner. Got deep, shoveled off an underhand pass. Spacing not real good. Interior pass chased down by Spalding. Drop it in. Shot put up. Rejected at the rim by Campbell County. And Collins takes it away. 5'11 senior. Passes in the front court. Driving. Runner not there. Collins tried to follow with a rebound missed. She couldn't do it, and coming away with the rebound, going the other way, Madison Verse for Pendleton County. Pendleton County slows it down. They go now. It's man-to-man by Campbell County. Perimeter passing by the Lady Cats. Nashcraft holds the ball, looks over her shoulder. Collins picks her up out there. Ashcraft just dribbling the ball near midcourt. Pendleton County down 11-6. Verse with a pull-up mid-range jumper from 15. Not there. Jaceria with the rebound. She wants to run. Pushes it in the front court. Nobody trailing. Now she turns around, pushes, hands it out. But a three-point shot missed top of the key by Campbell County. Pendleton's got it back. Lady Cats off to the right side. Ashcraft, she angles off that way. She's checked and picked up. They keep it on the right side of the floor and now direct in traffic. She wants them to cut through. Tells Brooke Thacker to cut through. Bouncing out is Mayer. Mayer with the screen down. Now they work at left side. Ashcraft drives, left-hand layup. Got it up and in at the rim.
Went under control. Got the left side of the lane, took it strong, and finally got on the board there in the second quarter.
Three-point shot put up. That thing went in, came out. It rattled around by Osback, and Pendleton County with a rebounded miss. And Coach Kelch running up to the coach's box, talking to Ashcraft. She's got a grin on her face, something amusing. They run on the baseline burst. She comes around to the right wing. Pick and roll, and Spalding is fouled. And Coach Johnson right there on it, but I don't think how he could dispute that. A lot of contact there. Brockman hit her pretty hard.
Well, the pass was made to the cutter, and as you say, got whacked pretty good.
Coach Johnson for Campbell County subbing in three girls at a time. One of the players that he brings in, Peoples, at 6'2". She's back in there in the paint. Ashcraft has it. Now Peoples drops off, and they bring Collins out on her. A lot of dribbling by the Wildcat point guard. They roll Spalding to the basket. She puts up the shot and draws the foul. They showed some patience, Bobby, and stay with the offense. They ran a play, and Barbang gets the foul.
That is so true. Yeah, they ran a cutter off the top and got the pass from the wing. Didn't get the shot, but is on the line for two.
Spalding, a freshman player. She's a leading rebounder at 7 rebounds a game. Free throw in and out. Spalding, the only other player on this Pendleton County team that averages double figures. At the free throw line, 67%. Trying to pull her team to within two. And she does. She makes the free throw. 11-9, Campbell County girls with the lead and the ball. Collins in the front court, entry pass into the high post. Jaceria lost it. Here's a steal by Ashcraft. Running layup, good on the other end.
And all of a sudden, we're knotted at 11.
Ashcraft with 6 points in the game, turnovers, 7 for Campbell County. Deep in the right corner, Barbane wants to go to the basket. Picked up there by Spalding. Entry pass in, and it didn't go down. As Macy Peoples, 6'2", junior, had a chance for an and one.
Not much room on the left side of that lane, but that was a nice bounce pass in tight quarters to get that shot up on the rim.
Free throw is missed there by Peoples. Peoples averaging 5.5 points per game for Campbell County. So we played 3.5 minutes, and Campbell County has not scored in this quarter. Now they do as Peoples makes the free throw. That'll allow Campbell County to put pressure on Pendleton County. Jaceria. Turning the dribbler. Here's a lead pass into the front court. Burst has it. Loads up a three. Shot a three and gets a foul. Peoples fouled her, and she's got her palms upward in a perplexed look, trying to plead innocence, but they say you get the foul. That'll be her second, team third, and three free throws coming at the line, and Pendleton County can take the lead. Well, that free throw comes off. Burst missed the first one. She's got two more coming. This gym goes quiet, and she missed the second one. Now the best she can do is tie this game up.
You don't want to leave points on the board if you can help it.
Both teams subbing in quite a bit here at this dead ball. Third free throw coming up. Looking to try to tie it. Burst free throw, and she does. We got a tie game.
4:35 left in the second quarter. We're knotted at 12.
Collins enters front court. The 2-3 zone for Pendleton County being extended out on the floor. Here's a three-point shot for the lead. It's missed. Spalding got the rebound, but she's tied up underneath the basket, and instead of a jump ball, they're going to call a foul. They call that one on Spalding. That'll be her first. Team second. And Campbell County with the ball underneath their goal. Collins inbounds. Jay Saria, three-point shot missed. Campbell County right now, 1 of 11, shooting a three. Spalding in the front court first. Gets it right back to Spalding. Give and go. Trailed the play. Put it up and in. Got a new leader.
The Lady Cats up 14-12 here at the four-minute mark.
6-2 edge for Pendleton County in transition points, and that has vaulted them to this two-point lead. Out on the floor, Addie Davis. Entry pass into the post. Slipped the defense, shot put up, a late whistle, but a foul called. Stella Brockman will go to the foul line. They call that foul. That'll be on Fansdale. Her first, team third. Good. Stops the clock with 3:49 to go before the half.
Yeah, good ball movement led to a nice pass to the low block on it from the outside.
Fansdale missed the free throw. She's got another one coming. Only 1 point for Campbell County in this second quarter of play. Coach Davey Johnson talking to his sideline, his coaches. He played a lot of players, just hasn't hit the scoring combination yet. Second free throw made by Brockman. Pressure against this Lady Cats team of Pendleton County, and Spalding going all the way in. Feeds it out. Fansdale got to the right elbow. Her 15-footer blocked by Brockman. Then Jay Saria blocks the rebound putback. Triggers the break. Going down the floor. Brockman has it knocked away by Ashcraft. Chases it down. Three-pointer by Collins off the back iron. Jay Saria's got it. She attacks. Kick it out. Davis with a three. That won't go. And a lot of black jerseys. Campbell County under the goal with offensive board work. Jay Saria, she tries. There's four attempts at three-point shots by Campbell County. None of them going down, Bobby.
Just can't get
one of 14.
Basket. Yeah, one of 14. They generally shoot 28% from three-point range. So, you know, I have a feeling both teams are a little nervous still, and they're still trying to feel each other out and get in the flow because they know that one victory gets them in the championship game.
Campbell County has a 30-point regular season win over Pendleton County, but right now these teams just exchanging turnovers and jump balls and not shooting real well. As you said, they're a little jittery. We've got 3 minutes to go before the half, and we've got 27 total points.
Yeah, both teams have been unsettled because they've had numerous opportunities to score and just not hitting the mark at all right now.
Collins passes it on the baseline to Jay Saria and then takes it right back. 2-3 zone by the Wildcats. Well, three-point shot miss. I don't blame Coach Kelch. I'd stay in that zone until they prove they can hit one. And tied up in the backcourt, they left Spalding of Pendleton County in a bad spot. Everybody ran down the floor and left her in a trap situation. You got to go to the ball.
Well, if you don't, you might get tied up.
Right? Yeah, don't be scared. It's not going to hurt you. Go get it. Now it's Pendleton County. They got it into Ashcraft, their best ball handler, but she's in a tight spot. She splits the defense, goes all the way down, coast to coast, couldn't finish on the runner. Jay Saria at 5'11", pulls down the rebound for Campbell County. Brockman on the baseline from that pass, put it up and in.
He takes the lead, the Camels do, 15-14.
Brockman with 5 points off the Camel bench. And we've got a foul in the front court. That foul will be... The foul called on Osback. Five team fouls now, so Spalding will go to the free throw line. She's one of two at the line for Pendleton County. She ties this game back at 15 all.
2:19 left, second quarter. This one's been relatively nip and tuck.
Nine players played by Campbell County and Coach Johnson, and just trying to get a combo.
Uh-huh.
Trying to find a little tempo and rhythm. Both free throws made by Spalding. Shoots Pendleton County back up by one. Campbell County skip pass, and there's Ashcraft, picked it off. Turnovers even at eight apiece. And then Pendleton County right in front of the bench, and Coach Kell with a "are you kidding me" look. Looks at his girls with hands on hip and shakes his head.
It's almost like, I'm going to wait until she gets close, and then I'm going to throw it so she can deflect it out of bounds.
Pretty animated guy on the sideline. Yeah. He said, clear out. Let his girl bring it up one-on-one. That being Ashcraft. Ashcraft in a hurry. Crossover dribble, runs into a double team. Little shaky with the ball handling and taking it away. It's feedback. Feedback running, shooting. She just threw a left-handed shot up off the dribble drive. And it's going to go back over. Possession to the Lady Cats of Pendleton County. And Coach Kelsch, he's going to talk it over. He calls for a timeout here. It'll be a full timeout for Pendleton County. Your score at 16-15 in favor of the Pendleton County Lady Cats over Campbell County. Minute 49 to go before the half. 1 minute break. We'll return after these words.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
There's a minute 49 to play before the half, and Pendleton County calls the timeout, and they get a gift. The length of the court pass was nearly stolen, then a coy grin and a laugh by Stella Brockman for Campbell County. She knocked it right into the hands of Spalding. It looked like a sure turnover. But Pendleton County will now get the ball underneath their goal. They get it in. Shot put up. Missed. Brockman got the rebound for Campbell County. Brockman, a 5'10 eighth grader, gets rid of it over to Davis for the Camels. They drop it on the baseline. Skip pass left side. Baseline three on the way by Feeback. Wow. Shot it too strong. A battle for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. And Campbell County, again, the three-point shot. They like it. It's just not hitting it.
Well, we've had a couple of three jump balls this first half, right?
Quite a few.
But multiplied by about five.
Scrambling around trying to get the rebounded miss. Well, we said that Campbell County as a team had 40 rebounds. The last time they played Pendleton County, shot put up and in.
Yeah, three-pointer from the wing.
Madeline Barbane hits that one. It shoots Campbell County back up to a two-point lead. Pendleton County with the ball. Man-to-man by Campbell County. Spalding, a little shaky with the ball handling, goes to the floor. Did they turn it over? Yes, they did. Campbell County, Cesaria drives in, puts the play ball up and in. Jaceria had Mayer on her hip, and she took advantage of it.
Well, she took advantage of it and used her strength to seal her under the bucket for that layup and the four-point lead.
Clock rolling, inside a minute to play. 38 seconds and counting in the first half. High ball screen by Spalding. Driving in, Ashcraft got to the baseline and turned it over. Brockman with a run and jump, and Ashcraft a little irritated, and the official with a little bit of a correction here. Takes control of the situation. It was just a frustration thing. I don't think Ashcraft pushing off malicious or anything, just frustrated with herself.
Well, let's see if they can hold them here. They were down at the end of the quarter by five, and now Pendleton's down four here, entering the final 20 seconds.
Davis out on the point. An eighth grader for Campbell County glances up the clock, now looks over his shoulder at Coach Davey Johnson, who's standing on the sideline. Here's a three-point shot put up and in, back-to-back. Three-point goals by Barbane. She's hit all three of their threes. Shot at the horn by Spaulding is off the mark, and Campbell County got a little bit of a burst there at the end of the second quarter, and that puts them on top as we are at halftime of the semifinals, 10th region girls action. Your score at halftime, Campbell County Camels 23, and the Pendleton County Lady Cats 16. We will take a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I will return after this two-minute break. Halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary all coming your way after these messages.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Time here at the Rust Day Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School. 10th Region Girls Semifinals, and at halftime it's a 23-16 lead for Campbell County over Pendleton County. In the game played prior, the Cardinal Girls, the reigning 10th Region champs, Cardinal Girls of GRC, scored 92 points in a running clock game. They beat Mason County 92-33. They advance to the finals. That'll be tomorrow night. And the winner of this game will take on that Cardinal girls team. Bobby, we first time we've looked at Campbell County and Pendleton County. They've had a hard time with it. They've turned the ball over a lot. A little nervous maybe in this semifinal game. But Campbell County settled down and took the lead back after Pendleton County's hung around.
Well, they had two runs at the end of each quarter that got them the lead. It was 6-5 at the 2:40 mark. They were behind at the end in the first, and they scored the last 6 points to take the lead by five, and then they were down 15-14, but scored the final 8 points of the final 2 minutes, 19 seconds. So now they've got a 23-16 lead here in a game that has not been very well played on the floor.
Coach Kelch, he tried to call a timeout for Pendleton County, but after the timeout, it just didn't go his way. The Campbell County team, they went on a roll. Campbell County's played 10 players in the first half, and they lead 23-16. Some of the all-region team members are being announced right now. Of course, we don't have a complete roster of these all-region players, as some players are here and some aren't. But 10th region being recognized right now. Looking at some of the numbers in this first half of play, Campbell County 3 of 18 shooting the three-point shot. Pendleton County taking 4 attempts, didn't make any. Campbell County with 8 turnovers. Pendleton County turned it over 11 times. Second chance scoring, 8-2 edge for Campbell County. Fast break scoring, each team with 6 points. And at the foul line, 2 for 4 for Campbell County and Pendleton County. They are 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Well, they're announcing the coach of the year from Nicholas County. Greg Letcher wins that honor, and he grins. He's going out to the floor, and Hayden Berry, or Montgomery County guard that's headed to Youngstown State, she is on the first team and was named the player of the year in the 10th region as a senior, so good luck to her. And Coach Letcher took a team that made the region tournament. So all these awards occurring tonight, Bobby, a lot of them.
Well, you've got more teams in the fray tonight, and if you wait till tomorrow night, there are only 2 teams left. So
sure.
It's probably a better time to do it, get to the semifinals. I know they do that in the state tournament a lot, the Friday night activity over there ending up the second round. They try to get a lot of the awards out of the way in that one as well.
Campbell County comes back out of the locker room. They are now on the floor going through a shoot around as Pendleton County beginning to emerge. We are at halftime in a close game, 23-16 in favor of the Camels. Again, running through some of those numbers as at halftime, 3 of 18 for Campbell County, shooting a 3. Pendleton County 0 for 4. Turnovers 8 for Campbell County, 11 committed by Pendleton County. 8-2 edge and second chance scoring for the Camels. Each team with 6 points in fast break scoring. At the foul line, 2 for 4 for Campbell County, 4 of 7 for the Lady Cats of Pendleton County. For the Pendleton County Lady Cats, 6 points in the first half by Lily Ashcraft, 5 scored by Hannah Spaulding. Yet 2 points each for Kirsten Mayer and also Skylar Thacker. You had in the ball game Gracie Fanstill and also Brooke Thacker that played but have yet to score. Madison Burst had 1 point in the first half. Excuse me, for Campbell County, 9 points for Madeline Barbane. She has all 3 of the 3-point shots they made, 9 in the first half for her. 5 points for Stella Brockman off the Camel bench. Other scoring, 3 points for Macy Peoples, 2 scored by Eddie Davis, 2 by Isabella Jaceria. Then you also have Allison Collins, Kylie Elam, Kendall Osback, Josie Feeback, all played but have yet to score. Halftime, both these teams out, warming up again. It's 23-16 in favor of Campbell County. We'll take a 2-minute break when we come back. Second half play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Here at the Rust Day Gym on the campus of Bourbon County High School, 10th Region Girls Semifinal, Campbell County leading Pendleton County 23-16 at halftime. George Rogers Clark, Cardinal Girls, won the first game in this doubleheader 92-33. They're in the finals tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at this gym. The only other score in that's reported that I see on the state, Bobby, how about this one? Russell High School over Ashland Blazer played at Morehead State University. 47-40, Russell beats Ashland Blazer.
Well, based on the way they played us 2.5 weeks
Blazer
ago,
was hot, weren't they?
That is a flat stunner.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played fabulous basketball against GRC and actually beat them, what, in overtime.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous game, but they didn't make it to the finals in the region.
So we'll see who's going to play GRC tomorrow night, and it's Pendleton County with the ball to begin the second half. They're trailing, and Ashcraft leaves the bounce pass on the baseline. Lehner put up and missed. They're shot by Mayer and rebounded by Campbell County. In the front court, trying to get space is Collins. Reverses on the dribble, throws up a shot, a late whistle, but a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line as Pendleton County late arrival. Spaulding will pick up her second foul, team first. That help just came late, Bobby, on that baseline.
It came late, and that long stride gave her just enough of an edge to get the foul call.
Collins misses the free throw, as I mentioned in the first half. The senior that plays the most on this Campbell County team, she makes the second free throw. That's her first point in the game. And pressure against the Lady Cats. Spaulding in a hurry, takes the inbound pass, runs it in the front court, angles off to the right, gives it to Mayer. Entry pass into Fansdale. She didn't look at the goal. No. Instead, she handed it off to Burst. Burst out on top. Mayer with it. And the Lady Cats showing some patience. They circle around Ashcraft, their leading scorer and best ball handler. But Collins with 3 inches height advantage out there on her as Ashcraft draws contact. And that'll be Collins with the foul. That's her second. Team first of this third quarter.
Couple of these low post players or more role players are looking to give it to their two leading scorers.
Spaulding didn't put the ball on the floor. She didn't need to. The double team just enveloped her as she got trapped on the baseline and went to the floor. But they're going to call another foul on Collins, so she gets two fouls in less than a second. And Coach Davey Johnson shaking his head says, we got to take care of that. So Collins comes out of the game and has a brief exchange with the official. Nothing in a chastising tone. Just goes to the bench. Pendleton County with a ball on their end of the floor. Played a minute here in the third. Lady Cats trailing 24-16. Mayer leaves it for Ashcraft. Tried to turn the corner. Jerseria with the jump out switch. Picked up the ball, did Ashcraft. She goes to Burst, left side. They drop it on the wing. Circling around. Fansdale thought about a shot, and then she double dribbled, turned it over. So Pendleton County, Bobby, you're saying their best moments have been those two runs of 5 points each in each quarter.
Oh, that's it. That's it. And outside of that, in effect, they've sort of been their own worst enemy because they have not been able to protect the ball either coming down the court or once they get into the offensive set.
It's been very shaky. Campbell County spreading the floor. The Lady Cats playing a zone, and Peoples tried to take it to the baseline. She has bumped out of bounds, and that foul pretty easy to call. Fansdale got her there.
Yeah.
That's second on Fansdale, team second. Camels with the ball underneath their goal. Inbound pass, three-point shot launched. It's missed off the back iron. Long rebound comes out. Ashcraft had a run out, but she didn't have numbers. Trailing the play and thought about a three as Verse. She was way out on the floor. Skip it back over to Ashcraft. Pendleton County trying to set the tone, maybe slow it down a little, limit the possessions of the Camel team that beat them by 30 in the regular season. Pendleton County working around the perimeter, running a modified version of the weave. Ashcraft step back three, hit it right in front of the bench.
Well, she got a screen on the wing and was able to create enough space to get it down.
Barbain kicks it out to Peoples, driving in, and Peoples ran out of room. She turned it over on the baseline. So the Pendleton County fans, which are pretty good in number here, we saw a lot of fans supporting the boys' team.
Absolutely, yeah. They definitely support their teams.
But there again, a little careless inbounding the ball. And fortunately, Pendleton County's going to get it back. Coach Kelts tells the player, you don't inbound the ball. And it's a turnover. Campbell County gets it. Three-point shot put up in. Boy, that's up and in. Barbain hit the three.
Yeah, how about that?
She's got all four of their three-point shots. And now, longest lead in the game for Campbell County. And the Camels own it. Ashcraft throws it in the front court. Fansdale caught it, drives in, and she traveled on the baseline. So just a myriad of miscues by this Wildcat team.
Yeah, they have trouble. One thing is they want to slow the game down.
But they're not good enough ball handlers at this time.
Right, they really aren't. And then the other team has been relatively passive defensively, but once they decide to pick it up, it causes havoc for their offensive strategies.
But Pendleton County much closer than the 30-point win Campbell had earlier. Lady Cats very much still in this game as we've got 5 minutes to play in the third. Jay Soria loads up a three, and she hit it.
But it's about to get away from them. All of a sudden, it's an 11-point cushion here inside the final 5 minutes of the third.
Deflected pass. Pendleton County races in the front court to pick it up. Perimeter passing by these Lady Cats. Mayer calling for it. Now she's going to go meet the ball as Spalding screams for her. Nothing there. Ashcraft between the circle. Man-to-man by Campbell County. Ashcraft dribbling it near midcourt. She'll go one-on-one. Crosses over, spins, shoots. Jaceria, no, that's Peoples with the block. Ball is on the floor, and Pendleton County digs it out. And Coach Kell says, give me a 30-second timeout. So we're midway through this third quarter. It's an 11-point lead for Campbell County. Bobby's got a message.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort, the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
I may have to mow again this weekend. What's the forecast? Outdoorsman.
42 degrees by about 2 o'clock on Sunday.
42?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah. Came on 42
Sunday.
On Sunday. You might have to forego it for a day.
Well, I have a bad attitude. That's the kind of mowing I'll be doing. Shot put up by Spalding. She hit the deck, draws the foul, and Coach Kells made the best of his timeout, Bobby. He drew up an out-of-bounds play, and it got a shot.
Yeah, she faked going around to the top and curled to the baseline, got hammered, and let's see if they can get a couple of free throws down here.
Two starters, a 6'2 and a 5'11 player for Campbell County, now each with three personal fouls. See if Pendleton County can take advantage of it. But Spalding missed a free throw. She is now 3 of 5. She had made her last three in a row. She's there for one more.
Well,
can't convert. Rebound taken there by the eighth grader, Stella Brockman. Brockman goes to Davis, another eighth grader for Campbell County. So they're trying to build for the future. Two seniors on this team and only one senior that plays appreciable minutes. And there's a turnover out front. And Coach Johnson says, take care of the ball. We've got the lead. He points it to scoreboard. Midway through this third quarter, 30-19. Campbell County with a lead. Pendleton County with a ball. Man-to-man by Campbell County and a pass thrown right at the feet of Spalding. She tries to pivot out of trouble. Keeps the dribble alive. Now bounces it to Ashcraft. Ashcraft draws fee back on the defense. They run the weave. Spalding has it. Took her eye off of it. And then tries to create space. A little more than that forearm. She was pushing them off, and it'll stay possession to Pendleton County. Much to the disdain of the Campbell County fans, they thought Spalding pushed off, but Feeback gets the foul.
Yeah, she got popped first.
She did, I agree.
Yeah, that was a good call. Yeah.
Retaliation, second. The second one this time didn't get caught.
Yeah.
They got it right. They got the first. The
official caught it in time.
Sure did. Spalding, high post, pass to Mayer. They run Ashcraft. They split her off the high post. Stop and go move. Got deep. Banked it up. Little hesitation. Stop and go. Found another gear, Bobby.
Well, she needed that, and her team needed it sorely. That gets the lead down to 9 for the Camels.
11 points in the game for Ashcraft. Comes in averaging 14. Campbell County looking at this Wildcat zone. But, you know, if you're trailing, you can't be playing a zone. But they can get by with it here in the third quarter with 2:45 to go. They're now down by 9. They've cut it into single digits. Davis takes a pass from Jesseria. Goes back. Jesseria with a 3. She hit her last one, but this one's too strong. Ashcraft with a rebound. Spalding has it. Front court to go. Mayer, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Ashcraft trailing. They leave it for her on the right wing. Tried that stop and go move again. Reverse layup. Missed at the rim. Coach Kell saying get back, and they need to. Jesseria pushing it. Got to the rim, or one-handed runner, not there. Mayer with a rebound. Mayer takes it, finds Spalding. A double team Spalding in the backcourt. Double team, someone should be open. It's Mayer, but then she's picked up, and then throw it back out to Spalding. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pendleton County fans a little impatient.
Yeah, well, hey, this is their chance.
Yeah,
they need to make
hay
here while they can. They're down 9. It's late in the quarter.
Spalding puts up a 3 and missed badly. And I think the fans getting a little impatient and restless. I think everybody was sensing what you said.
Yeah.
It's not now or never, but they need to make hay, like you said.
Well, they've scored 21 points in three quarters, and they're down 9. So the math says you need to start inching a little closer if you want to be in it in the final 4 minutes.
Clock is not their friend if you're down in double digits. Campbell County with the ball and the 9-point lead, but they turn it over with the steal. Pendleton County, they don't have numbers. Ashcraft trying to get to the rim. Her scoop shot, got it. Left side of the lane, put it up and in. And now it's a 7-point lead.
Two straight baskets have trimmed that lead from 11 to 7.
Campbell County throws a pass, and it's stolen away by the Lady Cats. Mayer, bank shot, didn't get it. Trailing the play, Campbell County got the rebounded miss. They couldn't convert on a 3-on-2. Throw it the length of the floor. Feeback chases it down. Shovels it over. Here's a 3-point shot top of the key. That's not there by Campbell County. As that shot was launched by Bronkman. Lady Cats with the ball. Inside a minute and the clock rolling. They're throwing baseball passes across. Burst, driving, scoop shot. Missed it. Stops the clock with a whistle and a foul with 44 and a half seconds to play in the third. That foul is going to be on Barbane. She picks up her second, team fifth. So Pendleton County with a chance to score with a clock stop on a little bit of a modest, but I guess they hope, infectious run.
Yeah, the action relatively fast and furious here.
Actually, Campbell County with only 2 baskets in the third quarter, but they were both 3-point shots.
Yeah.
Nice free throw put up and in by Madison Burst. She is now 2 of 4 at the foul line. Another free throw coming for Burst. She can pull her team back to five. Shots on the way. It rolled in.
Okay.
See if they will set the press. They don't. They drop back.
That's 6-0 run back the other way, getting it back within striking distance.
Clock rolling. 35 seconds to play in the third. Jay Soria just playing catch out on top with feedback. Feedback back to Jay Soria.
No pressure at all.
Brockman, the eighth grader, 5'10", just kind of roaming around the foul line as the Lady Cats in a zone. Little modified 2-3. Coach Johnson saying, now let's attack. 12 on the clock. Jay Soria loads up a three. In and out. On the rebound. Battle for it. Coming away with it in the backcourt. And they're going to send Pendleton County to the foul line. A reach-in foul on Faith Whitford, a starter that's only got two in this game, 2 points, picks up the foul. And we will walk the length of the floor and a grin going from ear to ear on Skylar Thacker's face for Pendleton County as she's going to go to the foul line. A 5'7 junior for the Lady Cats can get this thing ever so closer.
These kids are working hard, but they're having fun.
And her free throw is missed. The fun and the laughter was erased with that free throw. But she's got another chance here.
She can get it back with one here.
3.5 seconds to play here in the third. Pendleton County trying to take advantage of it.
They
get one of two. And the Pendleton County fans applauding her effort. Jay Soria looks up at the clock. Between the circle, three at the horn, in and out.
How about that? 7-0 run to end the quarter. The other way this time.
So the game tightens up. It's a 30-26 lead in favor of Campbell County over leading Pendleton County. Here as we move into the fourth and final quarter of the 10th Region Girls semifinal game. 1 minute break. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming up right here on your Gateway Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Campbell County with a 30-26 lead here in girls semifinal as we begin the fourth quarter. Collins in the backcourt with playing with three fouls, put pressure on Ashcraft, and Collins takes it away from her. Collins playing aggressively despite a little bit of foul trouble. Jay Soria on the right wing, diagonal pass, left side, they go to Collins, trying to post up with the 6'2 Peoples. Hannah Spaulding playing that zone, playing behind her. Wildcat or the Lady Cats for Pendleton County staying in a zone. Jay Soria skipped pass. Now Collins has it. Got to the foul line. Picked up the dribble. Right wing. Skip it left side. Ball fake. Driving in. Left hand scoop shot. Not there. Rebounded by Mayer. Mayer finds Spaulding who angles off to the right. Still in the front court. And Collins got another steal. Comes in the backside. Throws a bounce pass. And it's through the hands. Campbell County had a nice breakaway, a 3-on-2, but they can't finish.
Collins is showing her senior savvy there, doing the right things defensively, but they're unable to convert it once they get it going the other way.
Pendleton County, if they can get it across midcourt, there's no one back. They had forgotten and left all alone Skylar Thacker, and Spaulding then drives the basket and draws the foul. Fourth foul on Peoples. So the 6'2 post player picks up number 4 foul. It'll put Spalding at the line. And she got the roll.
How about that? That's 8 unanswered points.
Spalding with another free throw. She had missed her last two, trying to correct that as there's a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, Pendleton County, they are trailing only by 2, and the fans standing and applauding their team.
Yeah, they've had a 9-0 run here in the last 3 minutes.
Shot put up by the Camels. That one's missed in the paint. Had a good look by the eighth grader Brockman. Pendleton County in the front court looking for a tire to take the lead. Spalding, eighth grader, working against the eighth grader of Campbell County, Brockman. Good matchup there. Here's Ashcraft. She took it left side, puts on the drive, and we got a foul. If that foul is going to be on Collins, she will pick up her 4. So you got 2 frontline starters, each with 4 fouls, and Coach Johnson just shaking his head saying, we're all right, but the scoreboard says otherwise.
Well, he brings Josie Fee back in the game. And
they get smaller.
Yeah, they do get smaller, but she may have the energy needed to squelch this run.
Left wing, Spalding returns it straight away to Ashcraft. They go to Thacker. Her shot's rejected at the rim. Saved out there to Ashcraft. Crossover dribble, got to the paint. Her runner off the back iron, missed the shot. With the rebound, Barbane push it in the front court. Feedback, ball fake, shut off baseline, double team. They go straight away. Jason Rhea looks out. Coach Johnson walks all the way down to the end line to get a better view and perspective. He's saying attack the basket. Instead, they launch a 3-point shot. They miss it, crashing the board. We've got a foul called. It stops the clock with 5:48 to play. The foul is going to be on Spalding of Pendleton County, her 3rd, team 1st of this fourth quarter. Campbell County with a ball and a 2-point lead. And no double dribble called there, and Coach Kelf really upset, and Ashcraft picks up the foul. It'll be her 1st, team 2nd. Campbell County got here with a 6-point win over Montgomery County, a game that was 41-35, something.
Yeah.
So they're used to these low-scoring games. It's 30-28. Camels leading here. Pendleton County, they got here with a 2-point win over Bracken County. But they find the post, and sliding down on the blocks and putting it up and in is Brockman. 7 off the bench for the Camels. Pendleton County a little shaky, but they get it into the front court. Spalding shoots the 3. Missed the 3. 4th rebound taken, though, by the Lady Cats, and they get another shot at it. They're down by 4. Backdoor cut. Ashcraft threw a pass that took Spalding right into Brockman, and Brockman's going to be called for the foul. 2nd foul on Brockman. Team 3rd.
It's what you call chasing the pass.
Yeah, she led her right into it.
That's unfortunate, but it was a foul nonetheless.
Right wing with it. Now they go straight away to Ashcraft, they being Pendleton County. Reverse it, left side, Thacker out on top. Spalding with it. Pendleton County spreading the floor. Campbell County playing man-to-man. Mayer, left-hand dribble. A little shaky with the ball handling. It goes over to Burst. Burst gives it out to Ashcraft. Ashcraft wanted to pull the trigger on a 3. She's out near the bench. Now tries to turn the corner. Gets a screen from Burst. Baseline pass to Spalding. Her runner got it up and in. It was shaky the whole way, but it's put up and in by Spalding.
4:20 left. A 2-point game. The Camels with the lead.
Campbell County with a ball in the front court. Barbane with a 3-pointer. It's off the back iron. Nobody went for the rebound. The miss actually hit the floor on a bounce before Jessaria got the rebound. They throw it into the post for Brockman, the 5'11 eighth grader who scored their last bucket. So they want to go right back inside to her, but Thacker gets the foul. Third team foul against Pendleton County. Inbound pass, three-point shot, good. Big three there by Faith Whitford.
Huge three at the four-minute mark of the fourth, giving them a five-point cush.
Pendleton County's Ashcraft ran out of room, and ball goes right into the arms of Coach Kelch, who flips it to the official, a little frustrated. As the Lady Cats now turned it over 17 times, Campbell County not blameless themselves. They've turned it over 13. It's a five-point Campbell lead. Jay Soria, have a brief word with Coach Johnson, who just
there
says, let them come out and get you.
You have to.
You're going to have to if you're the Lady Cats. They've been in the zone the entire game. Driving in, feedback, lost it, shoveled it over to Brockman. She's double-teamed, runs to the baseline in a tight spot, and Coach Johnson looks at Jay Soria and says, I want the ball in your hands. But he's calling a timeout. We've got 3:28 to play in the ball game. Brief timeout, 30-second call by Campbell County. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
3:28 to play in this fourth and final quarter. The winner will punch a ticket to the 10th Region Girls Championship game tomorrow night at 7. Against George Rogers Clark. Campbell County with the ball. Jay Soria takes the overhead pass from feedback. Now Jay Soria driving. Runs into a double team. Finds Brockman. Nobody helping defensively. And Brockman missed at the rim. Had a wide open shot. And they put Spalding to the floor. And her glasses come off. And Brockman will get that foul. It will be her third. Team fourth. Boy, and that was a nice move by Brockman. She had an open shot, just missed
that,
a gimme.
That could have gone a long way toward putting this one out of reach.
They run out and throw a baseball pass, but Jesseria steals it away.
That's twice they tried that, and they're supposed to be length of the court, but they only got to midcourt.
Jesseria with the steal. She's going to keep the dribble. Gets in there, and it's taken away by Spalding. Over to Mayer, and then Mayer loses it with Collins coming up with her third steal. Brockman driving in, puts it up, missed the shot, and a foul called. That will go against Thacker of Pendleton County. Her second. Team fouls now even at four each. The next foul will put each team in the two-shot bonus. And I'm looking down here, each coach with plenty of timeouts. As a free throw is missed by Brockman, she's 1 for 3 at the foul line. Four baskets the entire second half made by Campbell County, yet they lead 35-30.
Yeah.
Second free throw good by Brockman. Ashcraft in a hurry, races off to the left side, runs it all the way to the baseline, hits a double team, throws it out to Burst. They set Spalding, open three, not there. Ball tipped around, long rebound comes to Collins. Collins, with numbers, holds it up. Feedback, doesn't have to shoot, she's going to drive it in. They go out onto Peoples. Coach Johnson says bring it out on the floor, and then Burst with a foul, and it's a pretty good foul there.
Yeah, well, and that
stops the clock.
That was a good move by the Camels to not attack there, to take it back outside and make the opposition play defense.
Jessaria will be shooting the free throws, and she's the leading scorer on the team on the season. She makes one here. 6 points in the game for the 5'11 sophomore point guard. Another free throw. She made them both.
Okay, just that quickly. A 6-0 run the other way has stretched this thing out big time.
Driving in, Ashcraft slipped the defense, missed at the rim, played a lot of minutes. Couldn't finish there. Only 4 points in nearly 6 minutes of play for Pendleton County after making a hard run to get this game to within two. Campbell County with a screen and pass. Screen and pass. Not a delay, but a screen and pass. We've got the lead. We've got the ball, but they turn it over. Steal by Spalding. Two on two. Spalding, she can't score on the layup. Ball knocked away, and then Collins takes it. Collins is going to walk it up. There's a minute 35 to play in the game. It's an 8-point lead for Campbell County. Collins angles off to the left, circles back around with a dribble, leaves it out for feedback. Coach Kell says you got to put pressure on him. Need to foul, and they do to stop the clock, they being Pendleton County, with a minute 25 to play in the game. Burst picks up that foul. Her third, double bonus, will place feedback at the line for the Camels. Feedback looking at her cheer squad, her high school classmates underneath the goal as her free throw hit every part of the iron, but it goes in, her first points of the game.
1:27 left, and this 7-0 run has stretched it out.
Second free throw missed, but Brockman got the rebound, and Coach Davey Johnson says, I want a full timeout. So he calls the timeout. They're going to talk it over here with a 39-30 lead for Campbell County. Minute 22 to go in the game. Back in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Back to play as Stella Brockman on an inbound pass play. Gets free, puts it up and in. And right now, Coach Kelch calling in for a lot of reserves. As he's put some of these seniors in. He had four seniors that don't play a lot of minutes, but they can say they played in the 10th region tournament.
10th region semifinal is at the 4:26 mark. It was a 2-point game, and since then they have gone scoreless, and it looks like they're going to come up short in this one.
Perimeter passing by the Lady Cats. Burst has it, bluffs the three. They're trying to get a shot off for one of the seniors. That shot on the runner, Brooke Thacker, a senior, tried to put it up and in. It goes out of bounds. It'll be possession to Campbell County. Jaceria comes into the front court. Campbell County just spreads the floor. Thacker trying to guard Collins, got free, put up the runner, missed the layup at the rim, rebounded by Skylar Thacker, and then she turned it over. Pendleton County gives it back. Campbell County goes to the floor, and the Lady Cats, hey, they're not giving up. They're still guarding this Campbell County team, not making it easy on them. Clock now at 10. They spread the floor, and They have an 11-point lead, which will be the margin of victory. As Jaceria, the 5'11 point guard for Campbell County, holds the ball. Horn sounds, that'll do it. In a final, Campbell County wins this one 41-30 over Pendleton County. So the Pendleton County Lady Cats, their season comes to an end with a season record, final record of 12-22. Campbell County, they win. They pick up their 22nd victory of the season. Their record now, 22-10. So it's a 41-30 win, and Pendleton County was there. They just couldn't get over the hump.
Well, they made that bucket with 4 minutes.
Pun intended with the Camels, yeah.
They made that bucket, cut it to two at the 4:26 mark, but then went scoreless the rest of the way.
Only had 4 points in the fourth quarter, and those 4 points came off two free throws by Spalding and one basket by Spalding. So Pendleton County played hard. They came in here as a district runner-up, won a game in the region, but then they fall here in the semifinals. Well, Pendleton County's cheerleaders are out here leading a cheer, and we're going to have some presentations of awards. The athletic director for Bourbon County takes mid-court and will recognize. We'll name Pendleton County's all-tournament team. Hannah Spalding named to the all-tournament team. A 5'8" tall freshman finished this game. She had 9 points for the Lady Cats. And Lily Ashcraft, also an all-tournament team selection. She ends up with 13 points, right at her season average. So tomorrow night, we've got George Rogers Clark taking on Campbell County in the championship game. Bobby and I will take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game scoring, stats, and summary all coming up in a postgame show after this 1 minute break.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Joel Bennett here with you and Bobby Baldwin beside me as we have brought you this doubleheader tonight, the semifinals at the Rust A Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School, the site of the girls' 10th region high school basketball tournament. In the opening game, George Rogers Clark in a very impressive runaway win, 92-33 over Mason County. So in quest to defend their title from last year and years past in consecutive years and seasons, the Cardinal girls will be in the finals tomorrow night at 7. They'll be taking on Campbell County, who wins the nightcap here by a final score of 41-30, a game that a low-scoring game, 7-point game at halftime, ended up being a 4-point game after three quarters. Pendleton County got to within 2 points. They had 2 5-point runs closing out the second quarter and the third quarter, but like I said, pun intended, they couldn't get over the hump. The Camels just kept the lead.
Well, they were just a little bit too much firepower. You know, Coach Johnson's got about 8 or 9 kids that he revolves in and out of the game at all times, and outside of their leading scorer, Jace Uria, everybody else averages between 7 and about 3.5 to 4 points per game. So he's got a big, long squad. He rotates them in, and they just had a little bit too much pep in their step and gas in their tank tonight for a very, very crafty, hardworking Pendleton County Lady Cat team, but weren't able to take care of the ball well enough and get enough quality shots to pull this one out in that fourth quarter, although they sure gave it a whirl and got close there midway through.
The Campbell County team, again, their record is now 22-10. Pendleton County, their record goes to 12-22. So tomorrow night it'll be the championship game. Campbell County taking on George Rogers Clark. The last Campbell County 10th region crown as a girls team was 2016, and the Cardinal girls of GRC look to defend their title. To underscore what Bobby just said, Campbell County Coach Johnson, he played 10 players in this ball game and kept them fresh, kept them running in and out. They didn't shoot well in the first half. They did enough in the second half to keep the lead, and they go on and win this one by 11. Looking at some of the unofficial numbers in the game, Campbell County, they shot 6 of 28 from three-point range shooting in this ball game, while Pendleton County, they made 1 three-point shot in their 8 attempts. Turnovers in the game, 20 committed by Pendleton County. Campbell County, they had 15 turnovers. Second chance scoring, it was a 15-4 edge for the larger Campbell County team, bigger in size. Each team was 6 fast break points in the ball game. All of those buckets, 3 by each club, came in the first half. At the free throw line, it was Campbell County shooting 7 of 12, while Pendleton County, they shoot 9 of 15. Individually in the ball game, the two all-tournament team players led the way for the Lady Cats. Lily Ashcraft scored 13 in this ball game, while Hannah Spaulding, she scored 9. Other scoring, 3 points for Skylar Thacker, 3 points also for Madison Burst, 2 points scored by Kirsten Mayer. A host of other Lady Cat players played but did not score. For Campbell County in the game, a couple of players in double figures. They got 12 points for Madeline Barbane. She hit 4 of the 6 three-point shots. Her 12 points all came on 4 three-pointers. Other scoring, 10 points in the game for Stella Brockman off the bench for the Camels. And you had 7 points in the game for Isabella Jayasaria. 3 points scored by Macy Peoples, 2 points for Addie Davis, 1 scored by Allison Collins, 5 in the game for Faith Whitford, 1 point scored by Josie Feeback. You also had Kendall Osback that played but did not score in this game. So, again, a low-scoring game. We had one game that had 92 points in it. In this game, the winner scores 41.
Well, it was a defensive struggle in large part because neither offense was very efficient. And when that happens, you're going to have, even though there were a number of live ball turnovers, once they tried to take it to the other end, there was a lot of back tipping and so forth and fouls or whatever. So it didn't play out to the best that either team wanted it to. But given that, one team was clearly better in the end, and that was Campbell County. And so on to the finals for them, and congratulations to Pendleton for a great effort this year with a very, very young, inexperienced squad.
Well, the beat rolls on, and the tournament continues, and it will conclude tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here in Paris, Kentucky, at Bourbon County High School at the Rust Day Gymnasium. We will be bringing you that ball game. Bobby and I will. It'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls taking on the Campbell County Camels. So that's the stage set for tomorrow night. For Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, back to station. Jeff, we appreciate the production. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. So long.
Been listening. listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.